The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant DM Radio.
Ram DM Radio will not air today.
It's the takeover. The Surfer Network is live and in full effect.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
He's right.
Then one ironclad crow sends the first guard to smother.
Try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Yes, we are back live on the air, and this is the Takeover Sunday. Because not only am I hosting this show with my friend, the What Are You Reading comic book show, I am hosting three shows today. I am large and in charge, okay? First, we're kicking off the comic books, and then stick around because we're going to be doing some Hell in a Cell pre and post game, and we're gonna be in the chat room talking about all the action. So keep it here, folks. What you saying?
You really want to take over James Brown's title at the business?
This is the takeover. Get on board. We're taking over today.
No. Hey, I'm fully on board with a takeover. I love hostile takeover.
All right, and we have on-site reporting from that head reporter, Double A. He's going to be calling in live from Hell in a Cell. Okay? I've sent him out on assignment. But enough about the wrestling. We're here to talk comic books.
Yes, we are.
What Are You Reading comic book show? And you can join the show. You can call in on your phone. 215-253-4516. Or you can Skype us at SilverSurfer_forever. How are you today, Jordan?
I'm doing fine, Surfer. Ball is here. The Cardinals are leading the World Series 3-1. And I've been reading some
baseball. This is football season. First of all, I think it's a crime.
I love football. It's just that I have a stronger affinity for baseball.
I think it's a crime that any baseball game goes on once football season starts. It's just wrong.
I'm not the one who makes the rules on this. Although I will say, I am excited because my Green Bay Packers are playing the Minnesota Vikings tonight on NBC. And it'll be fun to see the Minnesota Vikings lose.
Green Bay and Minnesota. Over the years, can we, like, get
No, I haven't. I have not seen enough of Vikings losses. I can never get enough.
Can we get, like, a season where we don't have to watch them play each other? You know, I mean, geez, you act like the Minnesota and Green Bay are like near each other or something. I mean,
look, all I know is there are a few things that bring me joy in life: the love of my wonderful girlfriend, the joy of picking up a brand new comic every Wednesday, and the Green Bay Packers beating the crap out of Minnesota Vikings. So,
okay, I'm having trouble with my browser, so as soon as I get the browser working again, thanks a lot, Internet Explorer. I know people say I should use Firefox or whatever, but I do use those browsers too, and they all give me a hard time also. So, you know, it's half empty, half full.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
I'm ready for a good show today.
Okay, let me pull up my my Facebook page for the What Are You Reading comic book show. And of course, you're listening to us live on Rant EM Radio, now redubbed for today, the Surfer EM Radio. Yeah, Dub Way's not going to like that, but he's not here, so don't tell nobody. Don't tell him. Keep shush it. Shush it.
You gotta find me for this.
Take it now?
You gotta find me. Alright, I'm not easily. Okay, maybe
man, you're supposed to be loyal to this show, okay?
I am loyal to this show. I have been for a long, long time.
Okay. First of all, I should have been better prepared, but I'm going to do this now. Hold on, just give me 1 second. Because I want to play an intro to the first story we're going to get into.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. And here we go. What song is this? Not the theme song I was looking for. Jeez. All that waste of time.
What are you reading? Like Captain America Frozen is Mighty.
No. Let's try this one. No. No. Let's try this one. Closer. Here we go. Arrow, folks, got to get into it. Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it like 5,000 times.
Okay, we're in the third episode, and so now we got Black Canary in full force. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because we got it. Hold on, we got a taste of the Sonic Scream, and it's not a natural power.
Yeah. I thought you were referring to a certain trailer, but yeah, I did see Arrow. Let's say this is kind of the weakest episode for me so far this season.
I didn't think it was weak.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying compared to the other two.
But I'm here to talk about the Black Canary. Now she cameoed in the previous episode real quick, but now she's made a full appearance. And her sonic scream is a device. Now, whether or not she has powers remains to be seen. But we learned a lot of things about her. She was trained by Ra's al Ghul, which turns out is the person that Malcolm Merlyn was trained by. Malcolm Merlyn last season talked about he met a man who taught him a lot. And you know, he was walking around as the Dark Archer when he had to go up against the Hood last year. And then this year, it seemed like Malcolm Merlyn's still alive because another Dark Archer showed up. But it wasn't him. It was somebody else who says the Black Canary, Ra's al Ghul wants you back. Ra's al Ghul. Sorry. They said Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins, but it's Ra's al Ghul.
Get it?
And she has a little sidekick named Sin. I don't know who she is. Is she part of the comic book? Jordan?
What?
Sin. Is she in the comic book too?
Yeah. Sin is a character from the comic.
All right, tell me about her.
Actually, she's one of the characters I'm not that well versed in, so I'm going to have to pull up her info right now.
Thanks a lot.
And here it is. Sin. AK. Come on. Okay. AK. Yeah, Sin. Was first appeared in Birds of Prey number 92 back in 2006, created by Gail Simone. She was first introduced when Black Canary made a deal with Lady Shiva that they would switch lives for a year. And basically, she's come across. She is a mentor-y, you know. Black Canary's her mentor. She's like a suit of her. And she is quite herself a the martial artist.
But I thought it was a strong episode. I don't know about this villain, whether he really exists, or he just made him up to have.
Oh, no, no. The Lawmaker is a real villain. This is the case with the new 52 version of the Lawmaker, a.k.a. Spartan Mathis, who was made by Tony Daniel, hence the little nod that his prosecuting attorney, when Detective Lance first resident, was Tony Daniel. And all the references to the number 52 in this episode, which kind of got annoying as they went on. But, okay, that's kind of cute. Second time. Oh, okay, third time. We get it. Fourth time. Stop.
All right, well, we're five episodes away from the Flash showing up.
I will say about this episode titled Broken Dolls, it was a creepily made episode, mostly on due to the part of it. But I'll say, compared to the previous two episodes, it kind of felt weak. The acting's still good. I like the acts they got Blake Canary. I still like Steven O'Neill.
And I hope...
Laurel still isn't in there.
What is
Laurel
that?
Still isn't, yeah, I don't know what that was. Laurel still isn't too interesting of a character to me on this show. Yet.
Well, they was making her weak those first two episodes, but now she's gotten over the fact that it's not the Arrow's fault that Tommy's dead.
Exactly. That's one of the things. Yeah, that's what I did like.
Excuse me, folks.
I'm not sure how I feel about missing Ra's al Ghul. I'm like, yeah, why are we going to bring up Ra's al Ghul into Arrow?
Well... Who's the main baddie for Arrow?
Well, they already did that with Merlin.
I mean, okay, well, you know, people are speculating that, you know, stuff that go on in Arrow may translate over to the movie universe and vice versa. And, you know, Ra's al Ghul is a great overarching villain to have. And the League of, you know, dealing with the League of Shadows. And, last thing, man, it looks like, Deathstroke, man, he got messed up.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be walking around with one eye for the rest of the show.
On a reference, yeah, and, did you count the name of the boat?
The man with the boat?
Yeah, the name of the boat.
I tried to. What was the name of the boat?
Amazo.
Amazo, oh, okay.
Yeah, the cyborg.
Right.
Yeah. I thought, okay, now that was clever, not beating us over the head. I like that. Overall, I would say this episode is like a B minus.
And the mom, and all that, I knew what my kids to know the truth. I'd rather die. Come on now. Please. We got rage. Sorry. Go ahead.
I would like to mention, can we please get Onomatopoeia as a villain? I would just love to see them try and make Onomatopoeia dark and gritty.
We got rage on the line.
As long as I am a part of this network, I will not allow the tyranny that is the Surfer Network to infect your ears.
You're about to get dumped, okay?
With total blasphemy.
Look, first of all, I'm in charge here. This is not a democracy today. It's a dictatorship. All right.
I will not. I shall not be silenced.
Okay.
We shall not be moved.
Keep playing with me. I'm about to hit.
Don't let Surfer intimidate you. He is one. We are many.
You just mad because you can't do the takeover. But anyway, let's get on to some more news.
This isn't a takeover. It's an overthrow.
Hey, Legion, if you're going out, give me a beer, will you?
So. Batman fans, bad news. Beware the Bat is being canceled.
Okay, they did not say the word canceled.
It's canceled.
What?
All right. Listen, they abruptly took it off like they did Young Justice and Green Arrow.
They took it off the schedule. That is not right. Cancellation.
So, it does translate to that.
And they still announced at the recent conference of announcing their things for next year.
They're going to probably finish out the season. Okay? They'll probably put on the rest of this season's episode, but this is not going to be a season two. You can best believe that. Because they wouldn't have done that. I mean, now we're getting a whole hour of Teen Titans Go reruns, which means now I'm going to miss the DC shorts because I watch Teen Titans during the week. I can't watch that shit twice.
I can't watch it, period. Teen Titans Go is lost, man.
Look, I watch it for the show.
These are cute little shorts, but...
I watch it for the show. But I was liking Beware the Batman. Okay, yes, it's a little... He's not facing his regular rogues gallery, and it was a little different.
That's one of the show's biggest strengths.
You know, everybody didn't think the animation was strong with CGI, but I didn't have a problem with it. And you got Katana instead of Robin or Batgirl. And who's to say they weren't going to be introduced? We don't know that.
We already got Barbara Gordon on the show.
But, you know, it seems like if Teen Titans is a stronger ratings grabber, then Beware the Batman. I don't know what to think about the youth of the day. These kids, these children. They're just growing up young and dumb, right, Rage? Did he bail on us?
Rage.
The clown bailed. He bailed on us. He gonna come here talk all that garbage.
Hold on, wait. I have to try this. Yo, Rage is a bitch! Okay, he's not here.
And they're gonna bail on us. Alright. So anyway.
Hey, you're the one who sent him on assignment.
No, not Rage. No, he's not on assignment. Double A's on assignment.
Oh, Double A. Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna be calling in during the pre and post game show. That's coming on at 7 and then again at 11. Live from Hell in a Cell, he'll be there. So, you know, it's in Florida, and he wanted to check it out live. And so, you know, he left me in charge, and Rage don't like it.
Hey, asshole, I said I was...
Hey, don't be popping up in here like that.
I said I had something to do. And I literally said before I hung up.
I'm not listening
to
you.
I would see you at 7.
I didn't hear you.
Of course you didn't hear me.
Because you don't say much. Anyway, let's get back
Of course you didn't hear me.
Can we get back to the comic books?
Don't hear much.
Can we get back to the comic books? Okay. That Captain America trailer came out this week, right? Was this week, right?
Yes.
Winter Soldier.
Glorious.
Saw it.
All right. Tell me your thoughts.
I don't like it.
Okay. Here's how I'm gonna explain it.
Bitch smack him. Go
smiley
ahead.
Face, smiley. Here's how I put it on Facebook. Smiley face. Times 500 exclamation marks. Holy shit. Okay.
Okay. Rage.
I honestly really enjoyed it. It was fantastic. It really does seem like they're really paying tribute, you know, to the spy thrillers and espionage films of the 1970s. Which is pretty much what Winter Soldier is in both form, what it seems like it'll be in the movie, an espionage spy thriller, where the spy just happens to be Captain America himself, Steve Rogers. The action looks fantastic. The acting looks wonderful. The set pieces, man, I was fucking blown away. And I'm probably geeking out over something small, but it's Robert Redford. Robert Redford in a Marvel movie. I am so excited by that.
Okay, Rage, make a fool of yourself. Why didn't you like the trailer?
Well, because I didn't like the last Captain America movie, so why would I like this one?
Why is he here? Okay, Al-Qaeda.
I know, man. You're not patriotic. You're not American. That Captain America...
I'm not patriotic at all.
...is a fine movie. Listen.
You're talking about?
Okay, let me tell you something. I had doubts going in about Captain America. Not that I think they was going to do a bad job. I wasn't sure how they were going to pull it off, especially when you heard up front about him being part of the USO and all this other stuff. But then when you watch it,
Warbond.
Huh? And then how they pulled it off, how, you know, Captain America, he was a propaganda tool, and they used that in the movie to great effect. And, you know, of course, they had to squeeze in three to four years of worth of war into one movie and make it seem like, yes, he's the reason why the Allies was kicking ass and winning. And you know, the way they portrayed the Howling Commandos, that was just great. You know,
Dum-Dum Dugan is the shit.
And
let me tell you something.
And, you know, the transformation he went through, and then in the beginning when he's at the World Fair and you see the Human Torch standing there in the glass, right, and all the Easter eggs they planted in that movie, and you know you see Armin Zoloff and you see his big head inside a magnifying glass and the Red Skull. The movie was great, and that just. The thing that impressed me the most was watching the Falcon fly. Okay? Until I knew they was going to pull that off right. Because everything else is kind of easy to do with Cap running around throwing a shield and everything. And Scarlet Witch shooting people with her guns or her stingers or whatever. But seeing the Falcon fly, I'm sold. I'm good.
Falcon flying was incredibly badass. I'm very looking forward to that.
Let me tell you something. It ain't easy being proud of the country you're from nowadays.
Oh, well.
Which means I'm not proud of the country I live in.
I understand that, but...
Which means I denounce my patriotism.
We're proud of Captain America, Winter Soldier. Okay? And then...
Don't live in your precious Canada.
Yes, I pledged to Canada. I'll pledge to any country. I'll pledge to Iraq before I pledge to America.
Now, they gave us a little drop, right? But that drop was so satisfying. They gave us that 10-second little clip of X-Men's Days of Future Past, just getting us ready for the full trailer. I can't wait!
Days of Future Past is my most anticipated film next year. I'm very excited.
Did you see that 10-minute little clip?
A 10-second? Yeah.
I had to repost that, man. That's just... It just looks like it's just gonna be balls.
Did you post the Did you post the mini trailer on the What Are You Reading page?
Yes.
I'll go look at it real quick.
It's just a teaser. It's not showing you a story, but you're seeing all this action going on, and you know, did we talk about that? Didn't they start filming Batman and Superman? Isn't that the word?
Yeah, they have. Begun filming.
So, we got that to look forward to at some point. All right, I'm going to stop the audio for a second so I can, you know, that's what I got to do so I can. Even though I've been lazy not uploading, we do upload this on Blog Talk Radio if I get the chance. So I have to stop the audio halfway through.
Hey, Surfer, I can't find the page.
Hold on, because you should be a member. Copy. And, I'm going to paste it here, and I'm going to paste it in the chat room so that you people can... hey, nobody! Good to see you in the chat room. Okay, okay, so anyway, I gotta find a song to play. I need new songs to play during these little few seconds break.
Play Bebop.
No, we did that already.
No, play Lou Reed in honor of his sad passing.
I don't have no Lou Reed. You got Lou Reed?
I could look up my some.
Play Static Shock. You don't play that anymore.
No, wait, I do like that track.
And don't play the Little Romeo one either.
What's wrong with Little Romeo? He's not little anymore.
I don't care. I hate Romeo.
He's Romeo.
What, do you got something to play, Jordan?
Hold on.
Don't play until you inform me first.
Oh, I have something. I have Velvet Underground, Venus, and Third. In honor of the passing of its singer, Lily.
Okay. Are you ready to play it?
Hold on. Let me get this tuned up and ready to go and take the headphones out of my... and blast it up to full volume. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. We'll be back after this brief break. All right, we're back. Lee, did you ever watch the live action Star Blazers movie? Did you ever see it?
Blazers?
Star Blazers, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
how? When did that come out?
Came out a year or two ago. Never came to the United States, but you can find it online.
Is it like a Netflix thing or no?
I don't think it's on Netflix.
No.
I haven't checked it though. But anyway,
I can find it. If you, well, I'll look for it. Sorry, I want to say one thing before where we left off at. But I was curious to say, do you think that after Forever Evil, that'll lead into Grant Morrison's Multiversity?
Probably. I don't know anything about that Grant Morrison multiverse. Tell me about it.
He's supposed to be doing like a multiverse title.
Okay.
That's all I really know about it. I'm just curious to know. It's something they had mentioned a while ago. I'm back.
I didn't know much about it, to be honest. So,
Steve, do you know anything about what do you know about the Grant Morrison's multiversity? I was wondering if after Forever Evil, if they were going to try to lead it.
I know that being, is it not 2 years ago they said that they were doing that book? It's basically Morrison telling stories about all the universes in the New 52.
Okay, that will make sense then.
Yeah, I think it's a miniseries.
Okay.
Yeah, to explore each universe, stories about heroes from another universe.
So we might get the Jokester.
Yeah, because I think I saw a preview, because they showed the Question and the Beetle, Blue Beetle.
Well, I know he's supposed to be doing Wonder Woman, but
he's doing original graphic novel, Wonder Woman Year One.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's it. That's right. Yeah.
I think they changed the title to Wonder Woman something. I forgot in the name.
What, Year One or Earth One? Because they haven't done
Earth One. Sorry, Earth One. Yeah, but they changed the title to something else. It looks pretty good, especially the art. It's drawn by Adam Hughes.
All right, real quick. Join us every week for the many multiple shows on Rant EM Radio. Begin on Tuesday at 8 p.m. with The Rant, with Double A, as he goes over all the week's wrestling news and goes over the recap of Raw. Saturday night is the wrestling call-in show with William Morgan and a cast of thousands, and anything can happen on that show, but it's all about wrestling, keeping it real.
Yeah, what happened last night? Oh. Anyway.
I don't want to get it until on air, but...
I heard my name mentioned a couple of times. I'm just joking. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, you're Young Buck, man. When speaking of Young Buck,
hello.
You still doing Young Buck versus O'Head?
We can, but he likes to go live, and you know how my schedule is right now.
So why won't he tape it then?
I don't think he knows how to do that.
Okay, well, talk to me later. I can help. Anyway. Okay. And of course, you're still doing the ringside report with Lexicon, correct?
Yes, I did actually speak with Lexicon through a message. So, we both out. His son just started school, and my children are going back tomorrow. So, we probably will produce something soon.
All right. So, how can they keep up to when you're going to be in the air?
Just keep look at the Random group page. We'll post something there. And Lexicon is running a Twitter. I'm not a Twitter guy, so. Excuse me for not knowing the Twitter handle, because I don't do Twitter well. But the best possible place is it'll be announced on all the shows, especially if you guys tune into this show. Surfer will make an announcement once he finds out, and the Rant EM group page will have information as well.
And of course, we're here every Sunday at 6 p.m. unless I'm at a con or, you know, whatever. But 6 p.m. every Sunday.
When you come to Baltimore, you should Skype a live one.
I don't have no way of Skyping live from the convention center. I think you have to pay for the internet, and the internet sucks.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes. And, of course, the con would be over before I could go live on the air anyway. But I'm going to get some good audio to bring back. And
not if you did an earlier show. Nothing else is on Sunday besides NXT show.
No. I mean, like, okay, I'm at the con. I probably at panels or trying to talk to some creators or whatever. So it'd be kind of hard to do that, and I don't have the equipment anyway to bring with me. So
I wonder if I can get a press. I wonder if we can. If there's a way you can.
You can get it for free.
Yeah, like those press things.
I would do that right away then.
I've never done it. I don't even know where to start.
I'll help you with that too afterwards.
Okay.
One more thing I want to say. Where were we? Brain freeze. Alright, so anyway, sorry. So yeah, check out the website for articles and videos. And hey, Lee, you started putting up videos on your opinions on comic books. When's your next video due up? Anytime soon? Or?
I actually had one due that I was going to do Friday, but the school had, you know, we had to do school shop and do a lot of stuff for the children go back. So I might do one when we get off, or if not, then I'll try to get one in early this week.
All right.
Yeah, I want to cover a particular couple things I want to cover in the next week.
Yeah, so yeah, check out the website for all your wrestling news and entertainment. And check it out on Facebook. And check out my page on Facebook, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. And check me out live on Twitter at SilverSurfer4. And I post plenty of articles during the week. So, of news, not, I don't write them, but I post them. So, anyway, let's get back to another quick news article before we get moving to what we all here for. And that's about the new Lobo. Of course, the new
Edward
52.
Cullen.
It's introducing a new design for Lobo. And the new Lobo looks, to me, looks like he's anime-ish. He's sleeker. He's supposed to be more deadlier. I don't know if I like it, personally.
I thought that they were showing off many designs of him.
Yeah, no, they did show off some other designs. But they have a design also.
So is it slicker? Not the buff with muscles Lobo we know?
Yes. I mean, he's built and big and everything, but
the Lobo they showed, they when they initially showed, just like dropped the report, they had showed the unused designs as well, but at the very top they showed the one they were going to go with, and he kind of looks like a Twilight vampire. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that's what he looks like.
Listen, Lobo, he's a thug. He's supposed to look like a thug.
Mm-hmm.
He's not supposed to look like a pretty boy.
Well, this is the thing that upset me about. Okay, I'll tell you this. Lobo fans, you know, older Lobo fans, I wasn't a diehard Lobo fan, but diehard Lobo fans, they were upset because they said that, you know, they didn't like the fact that, you know, he's smaller and everything, and they were pissed about that. Me, the only thing I was disappointed with is I'm big on continuity, is that they just did an origin of Lobo. And they had this robot go back into Lobo's past and see, you know, how we all, you know, everything started and everything. And then they're going to do this Villains Day Lobo, which, I mean, I guess they could work their way around that. But they saying this newer Lobo is going to be more vicious, and he's going after the bigger Lobo. And I'm like, well, if that robot took Lobots or whatever, that being took Lobo back to his past and, you know, showed him, they showed his origin story, how he got created and everything, then why didn't they see that wasn't really Lobo?
So it's going to be two Lobos, huh?
Be two Lobos. The big one, the one we're used to, is supposed to be the fake Lobo. I just posted a link to the picture, so Steve, so you can see the picture. That's the actual Lobo.
Yeah, I see him.
But they did a, in the Storm, I don't know if it was Stormwatch or what it was, they did a origin story for Lobo. And they showed him before he turned color, show how he wiped out everybody on his planet. And he was real scrawny and everything and small, and then, you know, he got bigger. And but I mean, now does that mean that that's all doesn't that wasn't real? I mean, that's what I don't understand.
We'll see. We will see. And you know, there's a picture of Michael Rooker from the Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's dressed as Yondu, who's one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's going to be in the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie. And he's going to be slash a villain, but then become a good guys. And they've also said that the main bad guy for Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be the Collector.
That was going to be Thanos.
No. It's going to be the Collector. They say Thanos is going to be lurking in the background, but the main villain is going to be the Collector. Now, forgive me. The main villain is going to be Ronan the Executioner. That's who's going to be the main villain.
Damn, the Kree?
Yes. Ronan the Executioner is going to be the main villain for the Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, look at that. No, Lobo! Oh, God, what is this?
I just posted a Lobo origin on there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at it. So, now, the internets have been on fire since Thursday with the big reveal that Christian Bale would not do Batman anymore. You can't pay him enough. He don't want to do it. And DC and Warner Brothers so desperate turned to the greatest Hollywood actor of our lifetime to fill the role of the Caped Crusader. And this has just brought cheer and joy to millions and millions of internet fans. Their prayers have been answered because Ben Affleck has been casted to play Batman in the new Superman movie, where Superman meets up with the dynamic duo without Robin, Batman. My nose just got bigger. All right, don't all rush at one time. What do y'all think of this?
Well, I'm neutral with the whole what's his name again?
Affleck.
I'm sorry, I just blanked out. That's a crap. I forgot his name. Ben Affleck. The thing is that he may not look like a Bruce Wayne. At the same time, he can probably do better if he's playing it. But at the same time, I don't know. He can make it or break it. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I don't know what's all the rage in the internet that's going on. Because I do understand that concern, but it's not that bad.
Well, the thing is, people have, they kind of bought into this thing that Ben Affleck's just this horrid actor, that he can do no right, right? This has been built up over years and years and years. And so, there are people that really just, you know, jumped onto this Ben Affleck can't act without knowing the truth. And so, now he's been cast, and he's a known commodity. I mean, the reports of death threats and petitions to get him taken off this film.
That's sad.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think, Jordan?
Well, you know, I'm indifferent. I don't hate it, but I'm not particularly excited at the same time. Ben Affleck is a very good actor. He's shown that he's a damn great actor on more than one occasion. Although, when I admit, when thinking of actors who could play my favorite actor, I mean my favorite character ever, Ben Affleck was one of those names that came across to me or registered, clicked right away. I'm interested to see what will be going on with it, and I think he'll be able to do a more capable job. I'm just indifferent, honestly. Again, not excited, don't hate it. I can take it as it is. I'll wait and see what happens.
Lee?
I'll start off by saying that I'm going to go see this movie regardless. I'm a DC guy, started as a Marvel guy, I'm a DC guy, so I'm going to go see this movie regardless. And I'm going to say that Ben Affleck, like Jordan said, he wasn't even someone who crossed my mind. The only mention they had of him was directing Justice League at one point. I'll say that a lot of people have been bringing up Daredevil, and I'll say that, you know, it wasn't his acting in Daredevil that I think people had a problem with. I think people just had an issue with other things, and because he was the face of it, they attached it to him. But, you know, I had other people in mind. I think when it comes to comics and stuff, like, you know, people want to see their hero portrayed, that they, even if they did recast Christian Bale, there would have been a whole group of people that would have been uproar about that. It just gives comics fans a bad name when you have people who are just, I mean, just acting stupid. I mean, who are they going to kill? I mean, they went to change.org, and at the end of the day, these people are about money and what they're going to, you know, what they want to do. And I just think it's just kind of ridiculous that it's got to this point. It's really embarrassing when you hear about these people that are, you know, doing these things. I don't hate the idea completely. I'm not the biggest Ben Affleck fan. It's not like, you know, I rush out to see any of his movies, you know, but I don't hate the guy. It's not like, you know, I don't want to see him in that role. I mean, and you mentioned this, sir, for yourself, that this whole thing, they did the same thing when Heath Ledger played Batman, was playing a Joker. You know, I mean, people were like, you know, I can't believe this. What about the first night and all this other stuff? And
well, here's the thing. Okay. I will keep the open mind that I need to, because you don't know how a person is going to play until you actually see it. All right. But there are going to be a fan base who love Christian Bale and love the Dark Knight trilogy that they're not going to accept. It wouldn't matter who you got. Because they're not going to accept that this is going to be a different version of Batman. Okay? This is not going to be the Nolan Batman.
It's got to be different. He ended the Nolan Batman.
And, you know, the Nolan Batman is not what you read in the comic book. They're fine movies, but they're not, that's not the comic book Batman. And, you know, people just hate Ben Affleck because he's done some bad movies. He's done some good movies, and I think some of the fan base haven't seen some of these movies that they hate Ben Affleck for. They're probably too young to even know what these movies are. All they know is they've heard that they're bad, so he's bad. But we'll see. I remember being skeptical when Michael Keaton got casted as Batman, because at that point all he was known for was playing Mr. Mime and Beetlejuice.
Comedy, yep.
And, you know, nobody had a clue what they was going for. People thought they was going for the 60s Batman again by casting him. And then that first trailer came out, and it changed the world. It changed.
I think, you know, that did it for, you know, when it came to movies at that point. I mean, prior to that, you had Superman, this, that, and the other, but, I mean, Superman 4 was whatever, but I mean, Batman is the one that
it changed the way movies are marketed today. Yeah. I mean, that when they, you know, before the internet and before you had like stations dedicated to that kind of stuff, when that first trailer came on TV, it was on E, but it wasn't the E that you know today. It was the kind of, all they would do is show these shows nobody watched, and then they have a show that just showed trailers, and that first Batman trailer came on, and everybody was just aflame to how great they just loved that trailer, and it was just a teaser, and you know he's swinging down on a little rope inside the art museum and stuff, and he's holding a guy over a ledge to my Batman, and
that craze from that Batman movie was just, I mean, you talk about every big old grandmothers wearing the Batman shirts and the sneakers with Batman everywhere you went. I mean, it was just huge.
You had Batman in your head, didn't you?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm shaving in my head. No, my parents wouldn't allow that. I was 89, so I was only like 11 years old when that came out.
But all right, and then the other problem is because Zack Snyder's directing this. You already have a fan base that hate the hell out of him.
No, I don't mind he's directing it. The problem I have is that he's co-writing it. Zack Snyder cannot write.
What has he written besides Sucker Punch?
And it pretty much just proves my fucking point.
Yeah, but he wrote that by himself. He wrote that by himself, so.
Did he write it with the. What is Nolan's brother?
What? Sucker Punch?
No, Man of Steel.
No, he's gonna write the new one with
David Goyer,
yes. And.
Ain't Dawn of the Dead?
I don't know if he wrote.
Yeah, 2004.
He did. He directed. I don't know if he wrote it.
He knew he directed it.
No, he didn't. He did 300. He wrote 300. He wrote Sucker Punch. He's doing a new 300 and a new Batman. That's it.
Well, Sucker Punch, that's just based off the comic book, so.
I think Sucker Punch was going for something different, though. I think they were just going for just the visuals.
Well, listen. You know, one day I'm going to bring up the courage to watch the uncut version of Sucker Punch. But I don't know when that's going to be. Because it was painful enough to sit through the original theater version of Sucker Punch. And to sit through this uncut version with five musical scenes, I don't know if I can do it. But one day I may have to.
Well, I'll tell you what, they made more than they were budgeted. I mean, I don't think Ryan Reynolds' movie's been doing that lately.
What do you mean, Ryan Reynolds?
Well, one of his movies, I think he didn't, what was the last movie he did? RIPD? That didn't do too well, did it?
RIPD, yes. He had two movies come out in the same
week. That both flopped.
Yeah, they kind of,
He barely broke, He didn't make half of what they were budgeted. So they did that budget for RIPD was $130 million. They did $60 million at the box office.
Yeah,
what were they thinking?
And that's based off a comic book. So Sucker Punch did more than they were budgeted. It's more successful. Even though it, I mean, how would you rate out of Sucker Punch or RIPD? Which one would you, if you had to sit through against Surfer, which one would you watch?
RIPD.
Damn.
Yeah, there were things about RIPD. RIPD was okay. It's just sad that, you know, they spent a lot of money on the movie.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder if some of these movies, if they didn't spend so much on, if they focused more on the story and less on some of the stuff they put in it, because some of the stuff just seems so unnecessary.
Oh, would it have been done better if it was released in another month?
Maybe if it was released early in the year, it could have done okay.
But when it came out, it was like battle of the movies. A lot of movies were coming out.
It came out with three other movies that week, including another Ryan Reynolds movie, which was Turbo.
That is true. You know, I mean, it's the month they release it. The psychology of the advertising, you know, just draw people in. Because like you said, Sucker Punch was bad, but they obviously got people to go see it. They just flopped when people. People just hated when they saw it. But this, people didn't even go. So maybe they didn't advertise it correctly.
Well, if you'd have asked me what movie to go see that week it came out, I would have told you to go see Red 2 first. And I think Red 2 was a better movie, but. It too didn't do all that great either, but it did okay.
All right, Sucker Punch or Last Airbender?
Last Airbender.
Damn. Is there anything you saw that Sucker Punch was? And Last Airbender, by the way, did more than double what they were budgeted. So, I mean, and that's probably from a lot of children, too. But, I mean, is there anything you Sucker Punch, anything that's worse than Sucker Punch?
Yeah. But if you ask me, I'm going to compare the two and then give you an answer. And all the movies you asked me so far.
So no, I'm just curious to know because I didn't see RIPD, so that's why I was asking.
RIPD, it could have been okay if they did a few things better, but you know.
What about the first Fantastic Four movie or Sucker Punch?
Fantastic Four.
Well, I can't ask you that. You a Marvel? Okay, forget it.
So anyway, World's End came out this week and it opened to $8.9 million, which gave it a fourth place finish. Now, it's not playing in as many theaters as some of the other movies out this week. It's only in 1,500 screens. Most movies play in 3,000 or more, so. The budget was $20 million, so, Jordan, you gotta go see it again in order for it to reach its budget. Yeah, but that Immortal Instruments, City of Bones, did better. Came in third place. I can't hear you.
Best films of this year.
Check it out.
I will go see The World's End again because it is one of the absolute best films of this year.
Well, it didn't beat it. Immortal Instruments beat it out by a million. It came up to 9.3 million.
Oh, you mean Twilight ripoff number 2847-B?
Yes. $60 million budget. Because all movies this last couple weeks must bow down to The Butler. Lee Daniels, The Butler. Superheroes and werewolves and vampires, they cannot beat a black butler. Just can't do it.
Well, Oprah's in it, right?
Yeah, Oprah.
So, you know, she's bringing her crew. That's
she's
already
a superhero all her own. So. Oh, so, what's the chance when Batman and Superman meet up and they're fighting that Batman says, that's why I slept with your mom?
I think it's loosely based on that. That's my thing. Like
You know, Ben Affleck played in Hollywoodland. Where
is he the only one that played three superheroes?
Yes. Well, he will be. He hasn't been in the most comic book movies. Ryan Reynolds played three superheroes.
Who else did he play? Don't say RIPD. Who else did he play?
He was Green Lantern. He was Deadpool. He was Hannibal King.
That's right, yep.
But, you know, in Hollywoodland, he slept with Superman's mom. So, pictures have been floating around them lying in bed together.
Interesting.
No, I don't understand one thing. Are they making two Superman movies?
No. Why do you say that?
Because I thought Superman, the Superman sequel would be different from Superman versus Batman.
Superman what?
Versus Batman.
Would be different from what?
Superman versus Batman.
No, Superman versus Batman is going to be different from what?
No, that's what he's saying, from the Man of Steel 2.
Man of Steel 2 is Superman versus Batman.
Oh.
Which is a terrible idea.
Wow, that soon?
You know what, it just reassures DC's, I just think, DC, I think, has a fear of releasing anything that's not Batman or Superman.
Because I assume they'll make a Man of Steel sequel, then they'll
do it. It is a sequel with Batman in it.
I know, but my thinking was that they would do a sequel, then they would do a Batman versus, Superman versus Batman. Because that's how I would do it.
No, it's all one movie. The sequel is where Batman shows up and tell Superman that he slept with his mom and he was Superman at one time. And
man, who's going to be the villain in this?
Well, Luthor will probably show up.
And I know that after being a Batman villain to the fold.
Right. We don't want the Joker.
No, it can't be the Joker.
It has to be somebody that would make sense showing up in Metropolis.
You don't want that?
Deadshot?
Deadshot? You said, who said that shot?
Me.
No, no, it has to be somebody.
Assassin type guy.
Worthy. Can't use Talia, she's been done. Maybe, Lady Shiva.
I think it should be someone that's not really maybe it can be like a, you know, just like Batman. I don't necessarily know they really need a villain until towards the end. Like, maybe Batman is concerned that Superman is too
powerful.
And then, like, towards the end, they could have someone huge, and that's how the whole Justice League thing comes.
Well, the Penguin could show up, because the Penguin could show up as a businessman, even though he's also a criminal. So you could probably use him. And get he, you could probably get away with it. Maybe the Riddler.
I just hope they divide the time correctly. That's my biggest concern. I don't like character over when they got too many characters and they don't really give you enough of.
And then of course they'll write the little love triangle between Clark and Lois and Bruce Wayne, because Bruce Wayne's the only man that Lois Lane would leave Clark Kent for.
Yeah, but at the same time, what type of Bruce Wayne are they going to display? Are they going to put Party Boy, you know, is he going to be like a more George Clooney where he got one woman at a time? Or is he going to be walking into a party with three ladies on his surrounding him? Lois Lane ain't going for that.
Yeah, women like Bad Boys, remember?
Yeah, Lois is a... Did they kill her in the comics?
No.
Okay. Somebody I thought said they killed her in Action Comics or something.
What, recently?
Hey.
I don't know. I'm not the...
I don't read Superman, so I read Unchained, but I don't read any other ones. So I don't know.
No, they didn't do anything. She was injured, but no.
Okay.
No killing.
I figured it would have been everywhere if it happened.
Maybe Batman can sleep with Jenny Olsen.
Maybe they can bring back Vicki Vale. We haven't seen her in some years.
Nah, that you know they're not gonna be bringing in too many Batman people into this movie. Just a villain, and who's gonna play Alfred? You gotta have a new Alfred.
I don't think they need any of that.
No, come on now. Batman is not gonna be. I mean, Bruce Wayne is not traveling
Alfred
without Alfred. Okay,
they don't need to show an Alfred surfer. They can have audio with Alfred. They don't need. It's still Superman's movie at the end of the day.
You gotta have an Alfred. You got to have an Alfred.
Don't. Voice of Alfred.
Exactly.
Come on now. He doesn't travel without. He does not travel without Alfred. Okay, that is his manservant.
Okay, if he's going to Metropolis and he's Batman the whole time, is that
no? He wouldn't go to Metropolis as just Batman. He would show up with Bruce Wayne too.
So you know, they can have an Alfred, but he won't be too much present. He'll just be the driver. Pretty much it.
Right. I'm not saying he's. You know, you got to give him equal time, but. Let's see. Maybe Alfred will be black this time. Maybe
Alfred will be a computer.
Maybe Forrest Whitaker can play Alfred because he has experience playing a butler.
Maybe Alfred could be a computer. Maybe Alfred could be a computer and he can turn.
Oh, how sorry.
Wow.
All right. Well, I've got
to
be going.
All right. Yeah, we're gonna put an end to this live feed. Join us next week. We'll have more Xanias. Thanks for calling in, Jordan. Steve, you get to keep your job for another week. Lee, appreciate you calling in. Try to call in more often when you get a chance. Maybe I'll see you in a couple of weeks. You can buy me a McDonald's hamburger while I'm down there or something.
Grandpa, you can buy me a milkshake or something. You're older.
I'm going to be your grandpa, all right.
Older brother, you're enough to be older brother. You gotta buy me a smoothie.
It's your town, man. You're supposed to be treating me.
Oh, whatever. You're older, man. I'm a young.
And then, do I have to weave in and out of waste race track walls again?
I don't think so. Well, it depends on which. I don't know which way you're coming to get. You should be okay. I don't know. Which day are you going? Saturday.
I'll be down here for both days.
Okay. Is it Baltimore?
Yeah,
September.
Damn.
I wanted to. There's no way I can go to New York. I heard the lines and stuff, and tickets will be gone. I plan on.
I don't know if I can.
You can still order single day tickets. You just all right.
Good night, Jordan.
Get a pass.
I don't know if I can go.
Glad he's going.
I might be busy.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Since I'm closer.
What, to Baltimore?
Okay. Yeah. Good night.
You're not showing up to Baltimore. You've been promising me that for years. So I know.
Dude, I was supposed to go. Something happened.
Uh huh.
Steve, where are you from?
I currently reside in Maryland.
Oh, so you're here close by too. Okay.
All right. Let me end this. Peace.